And now a commentary from the director of North Carolina Policy Watch.
Hurricane Florence has revealed a lot of sobering facts about North Carolina in recent days, but one of the most disturbing is the gross and growing inequality in our state. As North Carolina Budget and Tax Center analyst Brian Kennedy pointed out in a powerful recent essay, Eastern North Carolina has long been home to some of the state's most impoverished communities. In 2016, 19 of the 20 poorest counties in the entire state were all located in the east. But even within those counties, it's poor people and people of color who are the most vulnerable to disasters like Florence. As a result of generations of redlining, racial housing covenants, other forms of housing discrimination, and neglect from state government, many black and brown communities in the east are often situated in lower-lying geographies and floodplains, making them especially susceptible to damage from powerful storms. The bottom line, the linkage between race, poverty, and bad policy choices is clear. Our leaders have neglected, disenfranchised, and oppressed communities for far too long. Now is the time to do the right thing and commit to rebuilding a strong and inclusive North Carolina. For NC Policy Watch, I'm Rob Schofield.